This is Reverend Wynn. I thought that I would bring you up to date on what I've been doing or not doing in November with respect to putting content on my podcast. I have been sick with whooping cough or pertussis pneumonia. It's a highly contagious bacterial disease. Whooping cough has a characteristic of a paroxysmal cough. People who are infected with pertussis infection, from the start of symptoms until about 3 weeks into the coughing fits, those treated with antibiotics are no longer infectious after 5 days. The cause of pertussis or whooping cough is the bacteria Bordetella pertussis. On Wednesday, November the 13th, I developed a cough. It was frequent, loud, and paroxysmal in nature. 2 days later, on November the 15th, a Friday, I took a trip to the urgent care with a diagnosis being made of pneumonia and a prescription given for an antibiotic and cough suppressant. I became weak after that and took a fall in my office and couldn't get up for an hour. Then on Saturday, I continued to take the medication but got sicker. Sunday, November the 17th, I went to the emergency department of the hospital and was admitted. And then on Monday, because my condition was getting worse, I was transferred from the floor to intensive care unit. I was in the hospital for a total of 7 days and 4 days in the ICU. It was interesting, but not so much to me at the time, that in this 9-bed unit, there were 4 RNs and several other medical personnel on each shift. It was heavily weighted toward female staff. There were 6 beds that were occupied. I couldn't see the nursing station and the other rooms because they were situated like rays around a center. But I could hear talking and laughing and joking around. And I did not know if it was staff, patients, or whatever. It reminded me of the TV sitcom like Friends. When you are in an ICU type situation with the constant attention and lack of sleep, it's not hard to get confused, and sometimes a patient would develop an ICU psychosis and really be out of it. During my treatment in the ICU, I was given oxygen as well as lots of antibiotics, but I believe they told me that they were infusing 50 liters of oxygen per minute at one time. So this is why I have not been posting content all month long, because I was sick as a dog and could not even think about doing that, but Now it's December. I'm feeling better thanks to the great care that I got at the hospital, and I've gotten rid of that pesky bacteria pertussis. One of the takeaways of this podcast is that regardless of how healthy you are or seem to be, for some reason or sometimes no reason that you can think of, you get sick very quickly, and sick sometimes to the point that you are close to death. So remember that all you have is now. You're not promised tomorrow, and tomorrow may not come. So regardless of what you do in life, whether you're a talk show host like myself or a car mechanic, remember, do what you can now and live in the present.